pour out my spirit. Show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Now you'll notice in Acts chapter 2, when Peter repeated that same promise, he said the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't emphasize Jerusalem as the center, because it was a worldwide visitation the first time around. As a matter of fact, the 15th chapter of Acts, James brings that out in the first council in Jerusalem. He said, how that God did at first visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Then he'll return, rebuild the tabernacle of David. Amen. Why is Jerusalem not important today in our dispensation? Any more important than any other place? As a matter of fact, you'll have a better revival in any little old town in Arkansas than you will in Jerusalem. Amen. I mean, there is no move of God in Jerusalem. And if you go to Jerusalem today, you better take a lot of God with you, because you're going to need it. Amen. Because the most spirit Jerusalem has today is what the saints take as they go to see the holy places where Christ once walked. Praise God. But that's fixing to switch back. And Joel brought out the fact that someday again, Jerusalem will be the center of revival. He promises that, for in Jerusalem and in Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now part of that verse is quoted at least three times in the Bible. Amen. It's quoted here in Joel, it's quoted here in Acts chapter 2, and it's quoted in Romans 10:13. Amen. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once again, when Paul quotes it in Romans 10, in that wonderful salvation chapter, statement, context, praise God. When Paul quotes it in Romans chapter 10, he doesn't emphasize Jerusalem again. Why? Because God is sending the message now to the whole world. Now, why did Jerusalem lose her chance to start with? Why did Jerusalem lose her revival to start with? She rejected Christ. She rejected the Lord. Amen. And curses came on Jerusalem. Curses came on the Holy Land. It should be stirring to you to note that for almost 2,500 years... Amen. Jerusalem has remained to a great degree and more or less a curse until recently. God has saw that Zion begins to be built up. Amen. In this century, your and my day, we have seen the Jews recapture a lot of those holy sites. We've seen the Jews march all the way to the, quote, Wailing Wall, end of quote. Amen. Because if they went any farther, the Arab world is of a such a mind that they would become insanely warlike in a holy war if they went any farther in the Mosque of Omar and El Aqsa Mosque than they've gone. So the Jews have tunneled under. They've dug underneath. Great protests have arisen. Amen. But they dug underneath. And the Jews tell us that they found the place of the Holy of Holies. Last trip to the Holy Land, the guide took us to a place just north of the Mosque of Omar. Amen. And he said, don't even act like you're praying. A little shed there. Don't even act like you're even thinking about praying or anything. Said we, some folks started having a little service here and said the Arabs with clubs started coming from every direction. So we don't want to make a scene and have a riot. Amen. So, but he said, right here underneath this spot is the Holy of Holies. Amen. Whether it is or not, I don't know. Amen. But he further stated that we have found that there's room to build a temple here and not disturb the Mosque of Omar. Folks, tonight everything's in place for the spotlight to switch back to Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God's still visiting the Gentiles? Now, what's going to get America into trouble? The same thing that got Jerusalem into trouble. The Holy Spirit has come. How has God visited the world, the Gentiles, through the Holy Ghost? Amen. And when we reject the Holy Ghost, that is so serious. We just about write ourselves off. It's so serious to reject anything the Holy Ghost does. It is even more serious to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Because He's our heavenly representative. He's the only representative of the Trinity we have on this world today. To reject Him, blaspheme the Holy Ghost, is to write yourself off. So far as eternal life is concerned. He that speaketh the word against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. Amen. He's God's holy messenger today. Jesus walks the aisles of the church tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. God manifests Himself up and down these aisles, between these pews. He speaks, amen, tongues and interpretation and prophecy by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's going to get the United States in trouble? It's a whole bunch of people rejecting the Holy Ghost. A whole bunch of people rejecting Christ. Rejecting old-time religion and the power of God. Amen. It's got every nation in trouble under the sun. Nations have gone into oblivion. They've faded into nothingness. They were one time great. Today they're a zero. Because they rejected God. God is visiting us tonight. He's calling your name. He's reaching for you tonight. Amen. What's going to happen when great numbers of the church backslide? Great numbers of the church reject the power of God. Great numbers of the church apostatize and say that the Bible is not the Word of God. They're saying it. Right now they're saying it. Preachers are saying it. Seminaries are saying it. They're saying it's not the Word of God. Amen. My. What's going to happen? The same thing will happen to this fair land that God is so blessed and so honored. Amen. You see, God has proven what can happen to a nation or a people whose God is the Lord. He has used this land of the free, this home of the brave, this fruited plain, if you will, amen, as an example of how God can bless a country.
whose God is the Lord, whose book is the Bible, praise God. But more and more our country is leaving God out. Our schools are leaving God out. Our teachers are not allowed anymore to teach the Bible. And they're not allowed to read the Bible. They're not allowed to pray. The reason our schools are in such a mess, and since the summer of 1962, amen, I was driving down the street of Jonesboro and Anna, Illinois, when Kennedy mentioned the fact that the Supreme Court had outlawed prayer in schools. Amen. And Kennedy said, on my radio in the car, Kennedy said, we'll just have to pray more at home. But then, we've got too many other things to do at home. We've got thousands of dollars invested in electronics and games and entertainment centers. And we've got to get our money's worth. And besides all that, we're hooked. Amen. We're hooked on slop. Amen. We've drunk so much slop, we've got to liking it. Amen. It amazes me when I chance across one of those programs in passing through this world in prime time and see the utter suggestiveness and the sex scene, so to speak, right before the children in prime time. Amen. We're hooked on the wrong thing. Amen. You know, I got time for God. We got too many other things to do. Besides all that, the Reds are playing in Cincinnati, and the Bengals are playing someplace else, and the Indians are playing here, and the Redskins are playing there, and our team's playing here, and the Blackbirds are playing there, and the Lions are playing somewhere else, and we got so much playing to do. We ain't got time to pray. Amen. All of these idolatries add up to one thing, rejection. Rejection of God and what He prepares for us. Most of the world drives by tonight, they could be careless about church on Saturday night. As a matter of fact, the revival is so gone from most of our churches that even the preachers hate Saturday night. Too much work. Amen. They're sick and tired of church. Let's just confess, we're sick and tired of God. We need to get hooked on God. We need to get wrapped up in Jesus, praise God. We need to get wrapped up in the Lord and the things of God. Amen. We come to church once in the blue moon to keep up our seniority. But old-fashioned loyalties and faithfulness and being on the job, we've got an old generation that's dying and fading from the scene. And ain't nobody in any of our churches to replace them that can qualify. Because there's so many of us hit and miss. Come if we want to. Stay home if we don't want to. Amen. We got work to do. We got money to make. No matter whether we need it or not, we're running scared. We're laying up for tomorrow. We not got time to put God first anymore. And our children don't either. I'll tell you something. It'd be better for you to be half as poor as you are and be faithful to church. Amen. Half again as poor as you are, and be faithful in church, and to be half again as well off, and leave God out of your life. What got Jerusalem into trouble? Amen. They got politics in church. Amen. You know why they got rid of Jesus? Envy, jealousy. He was interfering with their politics. Why, if we let this man alone, the Romans will come and take away our place in nation. Think how small their minds were. They'd rather have their office than to have the king. They'd rather save their face than to save their soul. I'm not interested in saving anybody's ugly face. I'm interested in saving the soul. I'm not even interested in saving my face. Praise God. I'm interested in saving the soul. Hallelujah. It takes God to make a man out of us. It takes God to make a woman out of us. It takes God to make our children what they need to be. We need all of God we can get. And since the world is in such bad shape and our neighbors don't care and our friends don't care and the rest of the churches don't care, we're going to have to care a little more. We're going to have to carry a little heavier load. But one of these days, amen, that remnant's going out. Hallelujah. God only promised a remnant to be saved. That remnant is the axle grease for the wheels of prosperity today. That remnant is the power behind the throne today. That remnant of praying people is the only reason that God has blessed America. Amen. And when they're gone, the switch will take place overnight. Once again, according to Joel, whose prophecy has never been fulfilled completely yet, Peter said, this is that. That's our part of it. God did it first visit the Gentiles. Amen. But now it's worldwide. Tomorrow, very soon, it's going to be Jerusalem again. Amen. Read the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation. There's a great earthquake. The sun turns black. The moon turns to blood. Amen. And terrible things happen. And men, small and great, cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne. What's happened? The church is gone. The blesser is gone. Those that cried to God day and night are gone. And the world heaves and vomits. And the heavens turn against the inhabitants of the earth. Amen. But there's one little spot that has hope. 144,000 Jews get saved in Jerusalem in the midst of all that trouble. And 144,000 are blessed, while the rest of the world is cursed and going to hell wholesale, tormented. Amen. Tribulation sets in. Darkness closes in. Amen. But there's a little spot in Jerusalem where there's deliverance. 144,000 are there. They fan out. Amen. And take their message. God even holds back the strong winds, four strong winds in the seventh chapter. It says, don't blow on the earth until I've sealed my servants in their forehead. What's God doing? He's marking, amen, those that call upon him. What's he marking them with? He's marking them with the Spirit. Amen. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of salvation. Amen. God's marking them tonight. He knows those that's spiritual and those that's carnal. He's marking them right tonight. What's he marking them for? Rapture. There's a judgment going on right tonight. What's it going on for? Rapture. Amen. And those he marks for that great exodus. We had such a hard time getting a few thousand people out of Saigon when we left Saigon. The communists were closing in, and they were in a stranglehold. The airport finally at last became littered with bombs as the South Vietnamese pilots jettisoned their own bombs and their own airplanes on the runway and took off all directions. Amen. Some to Thailand and some to Cambodia and save their own hides. But when they dumped their bombs on the airport, They rendered the main airport in Saigon unable for craft to land. And so they had to leave thousands of people behind. And after some 58,000 American boys had died and some 250,000 South Vietnamese and a million or better of the North Vietnamese and Communist Chinese, we vacated Saigon. I've got another explanation for that. They had their chance, and they didn't take it. They didn't make the most of it. They were more interested in making money off the Americans than they were in getting right with God. Amen. After all our promises to the South Vietnamese, we left our friends that had laid their lives on the line. Some 250,000 of them to rot in prison in South Vietnam. Some escaped and made it to America. Amen. Why? We couldn't get them out. What kind of time is God going to have getting the church out? In the last days and the last moments and that last split second, men and women, boys and girls will clamor for a place in the rapture. But as they go to the churches, run to the houses of God where they reputedly preach the full gospel, they'll find them empty of those that heralded the power and the holiness of God. Amen. They're gone. Judgment's on the world now. Amen. The spotlight switches. Now Joel can be completely fulfilled. In Jerusalem and in Mount Zion shall be deliverance. How many of them found it? Amen. The last few verses of the seventh chapter says, a number that no man could number, waving palms in their hand. What did they find? They found deliverance in Jerusalem. They found deliverance from that 144,000 and their experience with God. But that was still only a remnant. A very small remnant compared to the billions of earth. They had their chance. And America has had theirs. They're having it right now. But the remnant's leaving. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Maybe the next. But we're at the end. How do you know, preacher? Because Zion's being built up. They found the Holy of Holies. They're ready to build the temple. Everything's in place. The computers have been perfected. Now, amen, knowledge is ready to be increased at an ever-increasing rate. They have compiled so much knowledge that in one little computer, no bigger, amen, not as big as the top of this pulpit, amen, you can contain the knowledge of the world. Libraries of the world at your fingertips. Amen. Knowledge is increased. The chips have already been made. Amen. And the mark of the beast can become a reality overnight. Everything's in place. Amen. We're having a wonderful chance now. A wonderful opportunity now. Amen. My, what a time this is. What an hour this is. What a day this is. Hallelujah. God allowed me to get in. 51 years ago, by the skin of my teeth. Hallelujah. Sad thing about it is, most of my family, kin folks, still lost. Why? They had the same chance I had. Same gospel, same preachers, same Holy Spirit.
Why aren't they saved?
They rejected it. They procrastinated. They put it off.
When the Holy Ghost said to me, now or never, I'm glad I had sense enough to walk that aisle. I mean, brother, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, I tell you, if you don't live for God, it's because you're not too smart. If you don't live for God at a time like this, you broke out with the dumbs. Amen. This is a time to wise up and live for God and make the most of it. You know the reason there's so many backsliding today and losing out with God? I tell you, you know who you see? They're too stupid to live for God. If you're too stupid to live for God, you're too stupid willfully, that is, to go in the rapture. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. The fear of the Lord. Fear God tonight, children. Keep His commandments. Live for God. Time's running out. I don't have much left. Neither do you. Stand with me as they get ready to sing amen. Let's come around these altars. Let's call on the name of the Lord. This is our day. This is our visitation. This is our hour. Put Jesus first. Get your priorities straight once and for all. Amen. And put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. What an example America's been. What an example.
There's still time. Make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the borderline. If you only knew.
If you only knew.
His plan for. Nor hesitate while there's still time. Tomorrow's just on credit. There's no guarantee on life. You could be gone in a moment. When your time comes to die, you also know that Christ is coming. And if you're left behind, how you'll wish for a little bit more time. While there's still time, make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the borderline. If you only. Or hesitate while there's still time. If you're saved, then you're invited to spread the news around to your friends and those you love so much. The time is running out. Oh, just listen to His tender voice. He's calling to your heart. Draw closer to me, child. There's still time. While there's still time, make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the borderline. If you only. Nor hesitate while there's still time. While there's still time, make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the borderline. If you only knew,
if you only knew
His plan for you,
you would not wait nor hesitate while there's still time.
Tomorrow's just on credit.
There's no guarantee on life.
You could be gone in a moment.
When your time comes to die,
you also know that Christ is coming.
And if you're left behind,
how you wish
for a little bit more time.
While there's still
time, make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the borderline.
Set out the offering pans for Brother Peyton, Brother Randy. Amen. He preached so good. Amen. He may need a little help on those trailer payments. Praise God. As you shake hands and as you leave tonight, there'll be an offering pan up here and one back there. Praise God. Amen.